So why does Labor want to call this plebiscite?
The idea that Labor was generally supportive of a republic is not a new one, and I don't think they'd want to surprise voters. I think that's a good move if they're going into an election and possibly into government to make pretty clear their position on an issue that ultimately was going to come up. So I think it's a good move to state their position early and even to map out a bit of a strategy for how to get there. I think it comes stark in contrast with a lot of the policy on the run we've seen lately. So I think it's a good move to get away from that.
Now, obviously, the last plebiscite we had caused a lot of controversy, mainly because of the actual content, but also because of the cost. Do you think Australians are willing to give up that $160 million? Do you think they'll be pleased about the cost of that?
Look, I don't think Australians are ever particularly pleased about going to the ballot box in any form at all. I think we're a bit of a a grumpy old uncle on that one. I think we like the fact that we do vote and can vote. We all like a sausage. But, Australians tend not to enjoy going to the ballot box. I think $160 million sounds about standard for this sort of exercise. And I think in terms of the bigger picture, it needs to be put in context. The Commonwealth government has an annual budget of around $400 billion to govern a country of 25 million people. So in that context, $160 million is about what it should cost, I think. It's not a sum of money you want to just throw around willy-nilly. But again, they're flagging what they want to do with it years in advance. I think that's good policy, good politics. And the budget seems reasonable to me. Mm.
So if Australia voted to become a republic, what could we expect in terms of changes to the government?
So I think that would depend a little bit on what model of republic ultimately came about. And that was the source of all the controversy and the problems with the proposal 20 years ago. I mean, ultimately, I don't think people want radical changes to the form of parliamentary democracy we have. Most of the push for a republic and the logic in it, in my view, is for an Australian head of state rather than a radical renovation of Australian democracy. So I think that's what we're moving towards.
What are the potential benefits of Australia becoming a republic if this is our reality?
Well, again, this is just my view. I think it's high time that we had an Australian head of state. I think we are a mature, modern, 21st century country, and our demographics now really don't reflect a former colony as they did 100 years ago. Mm. That's what I mean, as an economist, I don't see any particular benefit or disbenefit. I just think it's about time our head of state reflected our community a little bit better.
Mm. Well, I mean, we were mentioning views of the monarchy. We actually had a referendum on becoming a republic in 1999, and 55% opted to stick with the status quo. Do you think we would expect a similar result in the future votes?
Well, again, this comes back down to how it's done, and I think that's part of the reason why Labor are going with the approach that they're going with, where last time around you were asked to pick between the status quo and two potential options, sort of splitting the vote there. A lot of other polling, and you know, you can make polling's a bit of a dark art, but most of the polling that I've read suggests that long term, while there's ups and downs, long term there is majority support for a republic. And a lot of it depends on the question being asked. So that's why I think it's worth another go.
Mm. So, I mean, obviously the Royals visit very recently and it was covered extensively throughout the media and the news. Do you think that their visit might have shifted the opinions towards staying with the British monarchy?
Look, I think in the short term, yeah, I think you do get a polling sugar hit when you get newlyweds and new parents who are all fairly photogenic you know, prancing around rural Australia. You do get a sugar hit with that. But, you know, let's go back a few months to when the Paradise Papers came out, and it turns out that the Queen has a lot of her personal wealth stashed in the Cayman Islands. I think that probably would have been would have had the opposite effect.
Mm.
But the bigger question is it time for an Australian head of state? And I think it is.